from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com. We are joined by Austin Eckler, running back with the Commanders, who is lucky enough at this point in his career to not have to worry about staring at his phone all day long. But Austin, I am curious, as a veteran with pelts on the wall, you know, what today is like for you and just your perspective on so many of your teammates who have been working their butts off, who are having their dreams set to the side here, potentially on speed bumps, but it's a tough day around the league.
Yeah, it's a big day for multiple reasons. And I remember, man, what was it now? Eight years ago around this time, I actually got a call, but it was from our player director telling me that I need to go find an apartment. And that was a really special moment. I immediately called my mom right after. I remember she was crying. I was crying because, some of the work that we've been putting in had finally come to fruition, and we're looking forward to finally getting on the NFL team. But obviously there's the flip side of that as well, where a lot of guys have been putting in, that work as well. And then it doesn't come yet. Their time isn't now. And it doesn't mean their time's never going to come, but it just might not be in that certain team or that certain moment. And so it's a time where, look, there's a lot of great stuff happening, but also a lot of movement, obviously, in the other direction as well.
Austin, can you go into what maybe you said to a teammate or two? Because I think that's very sage advice, right? It's easy to think about the here and now and get bad news and be very focused on that. But that big picture thing is probably really hard after the work you've just now kind of put in. Did you talk to any of the young guys who might be facing this today and maybe share some of that?
Yeah, actually yesterday or 2 days ago before our game, we're just telling these young guys, just make sure that whatever you do, after this game, you feel like there's nothing else you could have done. You feel like you've exhausted every ounce of energy that you could absolutely exhaust. And no matter what, if you do that, guess what? You'll be able to live with yourself and know that you put everything on the line and it wasn't something that you didn't do that caused you to fail. It was you did everything. And I told them, look, I'm proud of you guys for the work you've been putting in. And I didn't tell them this, but in my mind, there's no telling how it's going to turn out, So I just try to keep it as positive as I can and pushing those guys to make sure that they understand that this is an important moment, and then also that leave it all out there on the line.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan in year one in D.C. Joined the Commanders in part because you'd worked with Anthony Lynn in the past, so you kind of knew what to expect, I'd imagine, in the meeting room and on the practice field from this staff. But what are your early returns and thoughts on this group after now navigating a training camp and your first preseason with them?
Yeah, I definitely knew what to expect from Anthony Lynn, and he has been living up to that as well. Funny story, actually, my rookie year, he was my head coach, and he's a big running back guy. That's where a lot of his knowledge is. He came sprinting across the field because my track on a trap play was off by about a half yard. And so that is how detailed this man is when it comes to the running back position. So for me as a competitor, I couldn't wait to get in that room because I love to be coached. I want to make sure my details are on point. I want to be held accountable. So that has been, our room's dynamic, but then also getting to know Dan Quinn. And I've been saying this, but if I were ever to be a head coach, I would want to be like Dan Quinn. He understands that coaching processes, coaching brotherhood, coaching, how to hold the standard, what the standard is, is the way that you get the results that you want. If you coach results, hey, we got to go win a Super Bowl, we got to win games, there's no substance to that. That doesn't mean anything. But if we're talking about how we should interact with each other, how we should practice together, what's an example of, hey, this was a bad rep by you, pull it up. This is a good rep by you, pull it up. Those are the things that create processes and a brotherhood within our culture that allows us to play and keep ourselves held to a standard where we can play at a high level. And then, you know, the results will hopefully come from what we want. So I really appreciate Dan Quinn and what he's about.
Austin Eckler with us here on Grant and Danny. And Austin, you mentioned you've been around for a minute, played for a few different head coaches now. How did this kind of camp preseason sort of compare and contrast to ones you've gone through previously?
Wow. I mean, this is going to sound like it's a big Dan Quinn hype session, but this man really understands the power of keeping the body healthy and making sure that recovery is integrated into the, not just what we have going on, but integrated into the schedule. We have mandatory hour recovery sessions within the schedule. I know in the past it's really been like, hey, get your recovery during lunch and stuff like that. And you have like a longer lunch, but we bring in specific people. You have people doing massages, dry needling every day during training camp. And so that was something that was really new to me and kind of showed me where Dan's mind is at when it comes to taking care of his team and understanding that a healthy team is a very effective and dangerous team on game day. So it has been an amazing camp, and I have been so blessed to be out here and looking forward to getting into regular season.
Austin Eckler, one of the veterans with the Commanders, one of their leaders who's been setting the tone this summer out in Ashburn, of course, led the NFL in touchdowns over a couple of years span in 21 and 22 with the Chargers, and we're thrilled to have him now in the nation's capital here on Grant and Danny with us on The Fan today. Specific to the Jaden Daniels hype going into training camp and really not knowing what to expect, I mean, you've been around some young QBs. You kind of went through this with Justin Herbert. Like, do you go about that now differently, having lived that experience once where you go up, you introduce yourself and you know, try to answer as many questions as possible, or do you let a young kid come to you, and what has that been like in kind of feeling Daniels out in that way?
Yeah, I think as the veteran and being around a lot of younger guys, you realize that coming into the NFL is actually really intimidating for a lot of people for different reasons. One of them being like, hey, you've been watching these guys or playing with them on Madden or seeing, you know, looking up to some of these guys, and now you're in the same room with them. So as an older person in the locker room, not saying they all looked up to me, but just that's kind of the sense, like, man, these guys have been in the league for a long time. They've earned their respect. So you kind of feel like, okay, like I still have to get my stripes and I have to earn my respect out there. And so as an older player, I definitely have been the one that, you know, I'm going to approach you. I'm going to introduce myself to you. I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to come up to you after practice because that's the position I'm in. And I know it was the opposite when I had Philip Rivers. When he was a veteran, he would do that same stuff for us. And he would come up to us or want to get routes after practice to get on the same page. And now it's kind of the roles flipped now that I'm, you know, going into year eight. Jaden's coming into year one, and he'll get there as well. He's got a great mentor in Marcus Mariota in that room that's really been doing a good job. I'm super proud of him, too, of how he's been, you know, showing the ways of what a veteran quarterback does, you know, during the offseason, you know, in season, you know, leading the offense, the cadence, all this stuff. So Jaden's in good hands, and I'm looking forward to seeing him excel as well.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. How do you feel about now the structure? It seems like we're eventually going to 18 games and then two preseason games. But right now you got the three exhibition games. Most teams choose two to let guys like you play in and then sit you for the third, which you guys did games one and two on the field as a group of starters. And how does the joint practice fit into this now? Do you feel like you get more out of those? Like, could you get ready for a season as a running back, not taking on a whole lot of contact or being tackled, without playing in the preseason? Are you at a position where you kind of need that at this point?
Well, first off, I just want to say we, the PA, have not agreed to anything. So this 18-game rumor stuff is a bunch of BS. Let's just get that out of the way. You know, I think this is a tactic, in my opinion, by the NFL side, trying to push this narrative of that's where we're going so that players start thinking about it. But we're smarter than that. Like, we know exactly what's going on, and we're definitely aware of what's going on with them, you know, potentially leaking 18 games, right? Potentially, right? So here's the thing for us.
Well, hang on, before you move on to the other part of the question, I actually want to follow up on that. So, Do you not think it's headed in that direction? I mean, obviously you guys are going to have to agree, but you wouldn't bet on that at this point. It just seems obvious that they're going to keep.
It's what they want.
I mean, shoot, the ownership, these guys want 20 games. They want 30 games. They want as many games as they can get. If they get 50 out of us, they get 50 out of us. And so what do we have to do? We got to make sure that we put ourselves in a position where we can protect ourselves as players, right? And we can actually make sure that if we are going to give up some of our time and work more, then there's got to be the proper compensation and the proper things that we feel is worth that extra gain and so on and so forth. So that's where I am. Yes, obviously they want more. But is it going to be worth it to us to give them more?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I think that's well said. And then specific to the kind of the juxtaposition now of joint practice versus preseason game, I mean, the narrative has become, and I think coaches have pushed this even a little bit too. I don't know what your perspective is, but like the joint practices are as helpful and or maybe better than the preseason. The way it was explained to me by a lot of coaches over the years is they can kind of dictate situations, practice more things that they want to, get looks at guys. Because you can't really do that in a game. You may not get a goal line or a short yardage or something like that. How do you feel as a player in that regard?
Look, for the last 4 years, I have actually played in a preseason game. And that includes the years that I led the league and, you know, touchdowns and had 1,600 all-purpose yards those years. So we did have joint practices during those times. So that definitely gave us – that was like our game reps. Like, hey, it still wasn't live, but it's as close to live as you're going to get. You're going to get someone in some other color, just not going to the ground or cutting or anything like that. So there's definitely a lot of value in those joint practices, which is why we do them. And there's not a ton of reps to go around when you have a 90-man roster to get a good evaluation on people. So you want to make sure you're maximizing the opportunities that you have. So I don't mind the preseason games. I think they're actually super beneficial for multiple reasons. Get the stadiums ready, get coaches ready, especially new coaches coming in so they know their process and all of that. So there's value in all of it. And it just depends on how we want to balance it. You know, obviously we used to have four. Now I'm thinking about four. It's like, dang, if we had a whole another week of preseason, that would be wild. so I could definitely see it going down to two at some point, but not in exchange for another game. I don't know. That's a whole different conversation.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. All right, Austin, give me a second. All right. While you mentioned this, while you were out in L.A. minding your business, putting up 1,600 total yards and 20 touchdowns pretty much, I have long been a huge fan of yours. And what I've done is I've begged for an Austin Eckler-type running back here in town. And we got the best version of that, and it turns out it's actually Austin Eckler. Years past, what would happen is a guy with your skill set that's so good out of the backfield, great in pass pro, that could do all these things, it's, okay, it's third and long, let's trot that guy out there. I have been screaming at nobody, because I'm just a pudgy idiot, but I'm screaming at nobody, I need my super effective playmaker not just to be third down reserved. Are we getting early down Austin Eckler, and who do I have to talk to?
If you look at my past history, these past 4 years anyway, I've been on the field pretty much the entire time unless I take a drive off. So that was the dynamic in the past. Obviously, it's a new dynamic now coming in with, you know, Brian Robinson in the room as well. And he's a different type of back than I am with different types of bodies. But he's shown he can carry the load all three downs. So have I. And so for me, it's – and what's really great is I'm with Cliff Kingsbury, who, in my opinion, is putting us in perfect positions so that we can actually maximize our talent. And so I'm going to be on the field all over the place. And I don't think you'll have to worry about me being on the field when it's, you know, it's a crunch time, third down, things like that, because Cliff's been doing a good job making sure that, hey, we're putting our playmakers on the field so they can make plays and putting them in positions where they're best at. So, you know, the plays will come, my friend. The plays will absolutely come.
Thank you. It makes me feel better.
We're getting lots of tweets, Austin, and also comments from our YouTube chat with people with questions for you. Just want to bang through a couple of these real quick on Grant and Danny. A lot of people are asking you about fantasy. You're kind of the player synonymous with being okay with the idea that fantasy football exists and it doesn't seem to bother you. I don't want to say it's a part of the industry that you enjoy, but I'm seeing a lot of people here asking you questions about fantasy. How did that come about? I mean, did you just always play fantasy football and, like most players, where you kind of drop it when you start playing, you continued to?
No, so my love of fantasy came from what it does for the sport. Actually, most of my fans, I would say, have come because of fantasy.
Really?
And the power of having you on someone's team that they don't even know. They might not even know that I was on the Chargers, but they're like, oh, we love this Austin Eckler guy. Who is he? Like, they know my name because I was on their fantasy team, and now they're watching the Chargers or watching me because I'm on their fantasy football team. So the fact that it's bringing new communities into the ecosystem of players that are on different teams is what I love about it. I love how it brings people together. I'm a community builder. That's what I do in my foundation and my businesses. I build communities. And that's one of the main reasons I love fantasy. And so it's introduced me to a lot of new people. You know, I do play. I have, you know, a charity league that I'm a part of as well. So I'm definitely in there, and I'm definitely rooting for guys on other teams, you know, unless we're playing them. and so it's a good time.
Cool. So I have two mini fantasy questions then. The first would be, when you're in a league, do you have – like, is there a rule that you get yourself? Like, what if someone drafts you? And then secondly, give us a sleeper Commanders player on offense who we should be considering in fantasy that might not be obvious.
Ooh, interesting. Well, I can't give too much away on the insider stuff because we haven't got to week one yet. So I wanted to get to week one before I start leaking stuff and get myself in trouble.
Okay, I like that.
So I'm not going to be doing that. But as far as me getting myself, I always am trying to get myself, and it's actually easy right now because, you know, people think I'm just, you know, in the trash can apparently from last year. But
ADP over 100, Austin. I think it's great value.
Yeah, so look, I'm getting – so there you go. If you need a sleeper, you know, people thought, oh, you know, Austin played on 1.5 ankles last year and he wasn't very good. He only got, you know, like 8 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. He's washed up. You know, it's like, y'all need to chill out, man. Like, I was going through our team was, you know, going through some stuff, had some injuries lingering around, and now I'm back and healthy. So I'm getting myself all over the place. Yeah, but I'm always trying to get myself.
We want to ask you about experience. An app that you've got, it's a fan engagement platform. You mentioned you were working on when we had you on several months ago, and I think you made a lot of progress on it now. 85 active NFL players are going to participate. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we have 94 professional football players on there right now, and actually just brought on our first school. But what's really cool, we just launched a new interaction called Fan Mail, which allows you to send in an item to get signed by that player that's offering it. And so right now you can only get it from any of the Washington players. And so that's the biggest announcement that we've had lately. So if you want to get your Austin Eckler jersey signed or a card signed by me or Jonathan Allen or Marcus Mariota, Luke McCaffrey, all these other guys that are on there, you can go and check it out. And it's actually called Experience, but spelled E-K-S-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E. So X. Like my last name, Experience. So really excited about it and loving what we've been doing so far. And the engagements have been great with the fans in the area. It's really a methodology for us to open ourselves up and give you more of a fan experience than just being in the stands.
Last one for me, Austin. As you guys get ready to, you know, as this roster gets finalized, you start playing games here next weekend. What's the biggest key for you guys to get off to a fast start, do you think?
But also a fat start.
A fat start. Like, you want to get off to a fat
one.
Start?
We want you guys to be lethargic and not skinny.
Yeah, go to eat fast food.
Oh, I love it. You know, for us, man, we have a lot of moving parts and new players on this team, and players that have had a ton of success in the past as well. And when you bring a lot of people together, it comes down to how well you gelled, which comes down to one thing, the details. Like, how detailed can we be in the fundamentals and getting lined up and operating? Because if we do that, we're going to be a pretty good offense. It's going to be hard to stop us. But if we're a little, you know, lackadaisical in the communication, it's not where it needs to be, you know, it's going to be tough for us. So that's the NFL. But especially when you have new teams, new coaches, rookie quarterback, it's especially important. And so what do you think I'm going to be, you know, preaching the next couple weeks is detail, 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 detail until I'm blue in the face, because that's what it's got to be. And that's what's going to help us win games.
Austin, you got married this offseason, obviously right in time to get back to work. I don't know if you've even had time, you and Melanie, to kind of experience what there is to offer in D.C. yet, or find restaurants you like. I mean, has it been all work and things will slow down a little bit in season in terms of some nights off, or have you even seen the new community?
So my wife would tell me that and tell you guys that I am a workaholic and I am always trying to build. Like, I am a builder at heart. I'm an entrepreneur, and football happens to be, you know, the thing you guys know me for, but as you see, even with experience, I'm out building apps, I'm building foundations, we're building, you know, communities online. And so that's what I do for my fun free time. But yeah, every once in a while, make sure we get out to a date night and we'll check out DC. So we've been out around the town a little bit, meeting some new people. I'm a big networker. So there's fun in the things that we like to do, but it also sometimes looks like work to other people. So that's what we do.
I like
Love it.
You're always making moves. Austin, we appreciate it. We'll be pulling for you to get off to the quick start this year. And you heard it from Austin Eckler. Don't sleep. Grab him in those fantasy drafts. Thanks,
yeah, man.
Good
luck to you, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, you got it. There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.